What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Back here on Rahimi and Harris, Russell Dorsey, Yahoo MLB National Insider, in for Layla Rahimi on this Tuesday, this cut down day. Time running out on a lot of players around the NFL. An hour and a half from now, a lot of cuts will be made. They'll be down to 53 players. That is per NFL rules on this day. Zach Pickens, former third-round pick. Tyler Scott, former fourth-round pick. Both cut today by the Bears. We go back to that 2023 draft. A lot of players taken. Not a lot of players left. Some other players of note on that draft. Darnell Wright was taken 10th overall in the first round. Jervon Dexter was taken 53rd overall. Tyreek Stevenson right behind him in the second round at 56th overall. And now the third round pick, no longer on the roster, Zach Pickens, we just told you about, 64th overall. Roschon Johnson still there, but he has not been seen for a while. He was the first fourth round pick. There was a second fourth round pick in Tyler Scott. He has been cut. Noah Sewell, still there. Terrell Smith, out for the season. And there was Travis Bell and Kendall Williamson, who have been long gone as seventh-round picks. So that's kind of giving you a reset on the 2023 Ryan Poles draft. Meanwhile, Ben Johnson just talked. And we want to get to some more sound from him at Hallis Hall before practice today. Here's Ben Johnson being asked about the offense dealing with pre-snap penalties during practice and versus the Chiefs.
Pre-snap penalties have been a consistent issue throughout training camp, and we've seen a pop-up during the game. Are you at all concerned that this may be something that continues to pop up during the season, and how do you overcome calling an offense when those are
coming? Listen, I am disappointed that they've lingered on for as long as they have. That's something that that we've addressed, we've talked about, and do I think it's going to be a recurring theme over the course of the season? No, I don't. We have a plan in place for how we can help eliminate these things, and we'll go with that going forward.
I want to know what the plan is that Ben Johnson has that will help eliminate the problems that have plagued them pretty much throughout camp and obviously snuck up on the first drive of their final preseason game in Kansas City, where not getting the line time messed up the timing of the handoff to Alameda Zaccheaus, and then a false start right behind that, and it's second and 19. That seems problematic, but he says he's got a plan, and even though he's disappointed that that's lingered, he has a plan.
This is what I was hoping the hiring of Ben Johnson helped you avoid, because for years here, we saw pre-snap penalties. We saw people not knowing where they need to be. We saw plays not coming in on time. But as the offensive mind, as the play caller, that is on Ben Johnson. And we heard at the start of training camp, oh, he's very demanding. He's putting a lot on Caleb. He's putting a lot on this offense to get things right. He's very detail-oriented. Well, it don't look like it because we're still having this conversation, once again, 13 days before the season starts. Yes, is there – are the Bears today going to be the Bears that we see on Monday Night Football? Hopefully not. But we're getting really close.
You don't sound at all encouraged or
I would like to be
optimistic.
But this is your head coach saying, yeah, man, I'm kind of disappointed that these problems have continued to linger. And while you might have a plan to keep them from not lingering, at some point, this is something we're going to see in games because there's no more preseason games.
So what you're saying is at some point, this is who you are.
Until we see otherwise.
Yeah, but I think the until you see otherwise is important here because they do have time. They have time to just focus on themselves right now and get right this week before they implement the game plan for the Minnesota Vikings. I do have confidence that if anybody can get this group to act right, as it were, step up to the line the way they're supposed to, it's Ben Johnson. Because I've seen him do it with other personnel.
Here's my thing. We've given a Ben Johnson a lot of leeway in this city. And I don't think holding him to a high bar is wrong because, yes, you're right. We've seen him do it in different places. But he's the head coach now. You're not the offensive coordinator. There's a lot of things you need to be responsible for. Going back to the Jalen Johnson thing, that's one of those things where as the offensive coordinator, I don't have to worry about our starting corner not being here. I'm just going to worry about getting these plays in and scoring us 35 points a game. As the head coach of the football team, you're the CEO. So, yes, you got to get these plays in. Yes, you have to find us a left tackle. Yes, you have to make sure there are no procedural issues pre-snap. Yes, you have to address the non-football injury to your all-pro corner. That remains a mystery. All these things are responsibilities of your head coach. The head coach that has a lot of say in that building.
The way that I look at this is, until this particular incident with Jalen Johnson was, oh, it's perfect. He'll be the head coach of the offense. Dennis Allen, head coaching experience, will be head coach of the defense. Push comes to shove, he'll still have final say on anything that happens as far as game day operations within a game, timeout usage, what you want the defense to be doing. But Dennis Allen's something makes it, he can be more hands-off than a normal head coach would be. That's the way I'm looking at this. But the Ryan Poles element of, ask Ryan Poles about that. That keeps coming back in my head. I only heard it less than an hour ago. It keeps coming back.
A couple of text messages I want to get to. One saying from the 847, people relax, seriously. And then from 224, give him a chance. I don't think it's unreasonable to ask that your head coach know who their left tackle is. I don't think that's unreasonable to hold a head coach to a high standard. There's nothing wrong with holding people to a high standard. And you know what bad organizations do? They don't hold people to high standards. That's all I'm doing. I understand that they haven't played their first game yet. I understand that their first game isn't for another 13 days. But I don't think it's unfair to ask for answers to reasonable questions. Who's your left tackle? We don't know. We should probably figure that out. What's up with your all-pro corner? I don't know. Ask the guy that's in charge. I thought you were the guy that's in charge. That's all I'm saying. Like, I get it. They haven't played the first game yet. But when you don't address these things tend to show up once you are playing those games.
Listen, I've given Ben Johnson all the leeway, all the leash, all the grace. Like, let's see what happens. But, again, I haven't heard him sound like that at the podium until today, where he didn't quite know how to answer the question. I think that's the bigger problem. And I understand people on the text line are like, well, I just want our team to be good and just let Ben Johnson do whatever he wants. Hold up. Accountability is a thing. Remember last year when y'all were talking about accountability? Yes, you all, the listeners of this program, and there was none. This is how you make sure we don't go down a slippery slope and stay on top of the hill, is by making sure everything is in order before things get out of control and start snowballing.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Texter 847, wait until they play a dang game before all the doom and gloom Dorsey. Here's my thing. You need a left tackle. I don't understand what's so unreasonable about wanting a left tackle when you thought you had it figured out. Is that doom and gloom or is that, a good football team needs a left tackle?
I think some people just want to give all of the benefit of the doubt, and I understand it, to Ben Johnson, and say, once the first game is played, then we'll know what we have at left tackle. And I think Ben Johnson might also be sending a message through the media.
Maybe.
Because
that's reasonable.
When he says we don't have a left tackle, he's letting everybody else know in that offensive line room that, hey, that job's still open if you want it. Come audition, American Idol style. Maybe you sound great. Maybe you don't.
Come sing the hits.
Come play the hits. You know what the number one hit is? Don't let your quarterback get hit.
Right.
That's the number one hit. Don't let the quarterback
Your quarterback get hit. That led the NFL in sacks.
68.
It's a lot of sacks.
Third all man. Time.
It's a lot of sacks.
It's not great.
And so, knowing that number, that's why I don't think it's wrong to say this is a high priority issue for the Chicago Bears.
I don't think you're wrong, Russ. And
thank
that's
you.
Russell Dorsey here on Raheem and Harris.
847.
As we go through the sound. Now, Texter's got him irked. See, don't let them get to you like
a
that,
little terse.
Man.
I'm like Ben Johnson.
Let's get to Caleb Williams. Okay, because Ben Johnson was asked what he needs to see in order for Caleb Williams to be starting the season the right way.
Okay, what does Caleb need to do to not get off to a slow start? Is it an energy thing? Is it an accuracy thing? Is it a mindset thing?
No, I don't think it's any of that. It's just we're all about, and it doesn't matter. It's not Caleb. It's everybody. It's everybody, and it's coaches included in all this thing. And so we're not pointing fingers. The whole thing is we just got to be focused. We got to be intentional. We like to talk about, if we get 70 plays in a game, those are 70 bullets for us to shoot off, and we need each one to count. We can't be missing. We can't be wasting. And, I think that's the mantra that we've been talking about as coaches, and the players are really taken to that. So just that awareness level that there are no breather plays in this league. Each thing is really important. The details are really important. And I think it's going to add up and we'll be just fine.
You know what? This is how I remember how old Ben Johnson is hearing that. Because clearly that man has played some first player shooter games where he's been in the arcade. He looks how many bullets he's got left. I got 70. I got to make sure we get all these bullets where they need to go before I pick up some more bullets. Otherwise, this game's going to be over. And I think he's right. Offensively, you only got so many plays you get to run in a game. Some of those plays need to hit. More importantly, can't have negative plays. Can't be behind the sticks. I like everything he's saying here because I think he's
right.
Best
answer he gave of the day.
Well, we haven't heard all the answers, but definitely the best answer we've heard. Sorry. Definitely the best answer we've heard so far. So I like that. I want to go deeper, though. Caleb Williams, he's been phenomenal. Not necessarily in the mundane, but when it's 2 minutes or less to play, you got to get down the field and get something done. Caleb Williams has been pretty good. Here's what Ben Johnson said about him and that two-minute offense.
When you've Caleb in the two-minute setting, whether it's last year or the time you've worked in the last few months, what makes him dangerous in that situation?
I think that's just where he's feels most natural. I think that's over the course of high school, college, and now pros, that's probably where he's accumulated the most number of snaps. And so naturally, that's where he thrives. He feels pretty good being on the ball, no huddle, tempo-type plays. He's got a flair for the dramatic. He understands situations. He knows where he needs to break the pocket and extend, and he's doing a great job right now understanding when to check the ball down and let our guys go run after the catch a little bit. So I just think it's been an accumulation of reps over the course of his lifetime.
Caleb Williams must have been in trouble a lot, because let me tell you something. He looks like a completely different quarterback at the end of games than he does, or even at the end of half, than he does first down and 10 from your own 25 or own 30 to start a drive. And that's what I want to see bridged. The gap between 2 minute Caleb and first and 10 Caleb with all the time in the world to play. If we can bridge that gap, the performance of those two players, the Bears are going to have something very special.
I agree. Because he's shown he can play off script. He's shown he can, when the money's on the table, hey, we need a first down. I saw more than enough last year to say, okay, there's some special in there. The special that everybody salivated over when he was at UFC, that guy's there. I think of the throw to DeAndre Swift down the sideline, making big fourth down throws where it's like, yo, either make this first down throw or this game is over. We saw him do that. But I agree with you, being able to show that on first and second and third down in the first and second and third quarter, where you don't have to put all the pressure on him to make us a big throw right here, Caleb, on fourth and 10, because we haven't played well all game. Like, if you can get the consistency, and he's shown he doesn't turn the football over when it comes to interceptions, that's very important, because a lot of guys turn the football over. But if you can take the skills that he has and see the development and growth working with Ben Johnson for as long as he has since Ben Johnson got hired as the quarterback, yes, you will see a vastly improved offense.
Also, if you can do the mundane well, he won't have to have as many snaps in those types of situations where you're, I need a touchdown, I need a field goal, or this game's going to end in a Bears loss. That is the goal, is to make it so the end of games are more mundane because the Bears are up big.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.